All right. That was Freaking at the Freaker's Ball in honor of Freaker Friday and the great Grim and the Mighty Moose Girl coming up tonight, and Grim Nurse coming on too in a rocket chair. Now, is what I'm going to do here is, I hope this will work, because I can't hear that over there. I've got it set to play, but I want to open this up so I can hear it over here, and then know when to stop pursuing me. I did not. I know where to start, but I don't know when to stop, and that's got me into trouble time or two in life. Sure enough. So, starting at 135. 20. Ooh, I'm hearing Freaker's Ball over here. Almost got it right. Almost got it right on the money. And then I'm going to mute my mic. So I'm going to hit play. See ya in a minute.
Hey, phone call.
Hello, you're live on the Freaker's Ball with Grimnir and Moose Girl.
Hey, Graham, it's Vince.
Vince Easley.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Moosey.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, a lot better now. It was a hell of a day, I'll tell you for sure.
Good.
Yeah, I got word that there was, like, different agencies and stuff, state troopers and stuff.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Well, it turned out that they was on a manhunt, but anyways, I cut the show off short, and I went outside, and, you know, I just had been blazing away, and I didn't know if that's coming here or what, but I didn't want them to smell any weed, you know. So, but, yeah, then it really got hairy. So I'm out there in the yard, and they just swarm up, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm all freaked out, and they jump out, and they said, hold it right there, and it was real windy and shit. About that time, a damn limb had snapped and broke, and I thought they were shooting at me, and I took off running, and I hit the woods. Man, they didn't catch me for a long while, but anyways, yeah, I got out down there in the woods, and I climbed a tree and was walking around and stuff under me, and they never did see me up there, and they head back up, and they come with dogs, and I heard the dogs, so I get up out of that tree, and I head down the bluff line and climb off down that bluff and follow that daggum old bobcat trail down through there. And I thought I was free and clear, and I come back later on, and hell, they was laying in wait for me. Them hit me a rubber bullet.
Really?
Down, maced me and handcuffed me and left me laying there in a damn ant pile for hours. And couldn't figure out. I said, what the hell are y'all doing? Man, it was something.
And so what happened out of that? I mean, they just shoot you?
Well, they turned me loose. They was looking for some guy that stole the truck. And
oh, great.
I guess there's a gun involved or something like that. So it dumped the truck off on another mountain over, next mountain over, which, you know, by road's a long way around. But if you're on foot, it ain't that far. So, you know, it's down the river bottom and back up the other side. Ain't nothing but a short step for a coon hunter.
So them rubber bullets, how do them feel?
Man, they hurt.
I'm sure they do. Shit, man.
Well, yeah. I didn't know all that happened to you.
Hey, Grandma, what time is it in New Mexico?
11:14.
Yeah, so there's still 45 minutes left on April 1st right there, right?
Right. Oh, so you were joshing us, huh?
He's dicking with us. He's
there was the actual fools for you. But, no, the cops didn't show up out here. There was a manhunt for a guy that stole the truck and a gun or something. And, dumped it on the next mountain over. But, I did, you know, I should have told the story a little bit longer. You know. For real, though, serious part about this is haven't been out there in Bunkerville, and they're arresting people, and people in media, like Jason Patrick, whatever you think about Santilli, he's still represent media. But, you know, people are being held without bond. And when I heard the cops was out here coming in on the mountain, you know, I did have serious concern.
Honestly, that's always a concern.
You know, because they could come for me.
Yeah.
I was prominent
anybody.
And did a lot of radio there, supported the resistance, standing in the gap. I went and stood as witness, and I was armed with my voice and my mm-hmm. presence, and I occupied that space in the gap, and I think it's important to do so. But yeah, I couldn't resist Josh and y'all just lived it for ages.
Well, you know, it's totally believable.
It's all good, Vince. Yeah, it's totally believable. I mean, you had us going because we could definitely see that happening to anybody.
Yeah, that's
for real.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have been shot with rubber bullets by the cops out in Sacramento. They hit me twice.
Oh.
Well, they hit me good in the elbow and grazed me across my back. And the third one, they did miss. And when they tried to mace me, I ducked in and got on my body. I didn't get my eyes till later, but. Yeah, they didn't even charge me with nothing. It just goes to show, I mean, they're out there creeping around with flashlights, and I jerked the door up with a baseball bat, and it's a little old skinny cop and a gal cop, and boy, they about tripped on themselves trying to get back. And they didn't want to tell me to come outside. Well, hell, I'd been drinking.
Right.
I wasn't about to go outside.
Right.
And
that
turned into a long standoff. That was, back at the end of the 90s, and Sacramento, California. But, hell, if it had been this day and age, I'd have been shot dead with lead bullets. It wouldn't have been no rubber.
Right.
So, you know, times have changed. Federal agents are, you know, these people that really are not, it's not even a governmental agencies. They act in these places of decision. You know, the Armand, I was talking to a guy here that's pretty prominent, local. But, about how they're arming the Forest Service and all these other stuff that Hal talks about. And it's a narrative that I'm trying to, you know, be able to talk to people, common folks, you know, in day-to-day life. The same thing like I talk about why I try to do radio. But we're in very serious times.
Yes, we are.
And I talk about this book that I'm writing in my head. Well, mm-hmm. You know, that's got two possible endings. You know, I call it the archived events at the end of the world. So that's what we're fighting for right now, is that alternative ending. And the one that we're facing right now is pretty bleak.
Yeah.
All the sci-fi movies, all the novels by Orwell and works of Huxley, all this, it's a very real probability. And as Hal has said, this is foretold history is being written right now. So
it's a brave new 1984.
In opposition and to physically stand and occupy and own the space that I'm in.
It's a difficult thing, man. That shit ain't easy.
Well,
no,
it ain't easy being cheesy either.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's good for, easy for you.
Right on. Hey, man, I dig y'all. I appreciate it. And we'll holler. And look, in about 1 minute, it is 4:20 somewhere.
Hell yeah.
All right, there you go, brother.
Hey, I'm fixing to load a ball and peace out, y'all.
Spark them up.
Peace out.
Right on.
All right, thanks, Vince. All right, that's Vince Easley, the famous Vince Easley, the connecting,
one and only.
Connecting voices, what matters worldwide. Thanks for the joke and the story, Mr. Vince.
I pretty much knew he was joshing us, but maybe, you know,
right.
Earlier
so that's
chance,
it. We're back.
Was
let me
good,
kill this play.
I thought maybe he was.
Thanks, Grimmer. Thanks, Moose Girl. And that was last Friday, so. You know, the funniest part of the story that I just found out last night. So, if I laughed at y'all, which I was laughing with you, but remember, you're welcome to laugh at me, if not with me. But the funniest part of the story is I found out last night, my buddy had kind of given me a little BS on the, the part about wanting to serve a subpoena on this other name, name that they had wrong on me, because I did read the report, the police report. And so, yeah, they've got a lot of stuff wrong. They really, prosecution really didn't want to subpoena me by any name, because it wouldn't go well for them. But anyway, so the story of what happened was, is old boy says, hey, they've got a bunch of different kinds of cops up there at the head of the road fixing to come down here. And I'm like, you know, they may be coming here. I'm thinking, maybe, possibility. And I know I didn't want to get caught with them coming to my door with a smell in the air. Had I been thinking, I just like, I normally don't act quick, but sometimes, you know, preparedness means acting quick. So it wasn't very quick, or I would have just ran off and left it playing. But yeah, I didn't want to leave the radio going in case. But on second thought, you know, I just said, I should have stuck the mic out the window and left it going, dialed my phone in, and if they did pull up and have it all. I neglected. I had Scott Bradley, the sheriff, stop by 2 days ago, about 1 in the afternoon here, and I had the door open and the windows up, and I'd stretched out a little bit and shucked my drawers and thought I'd better check for ticks, you know, some of the things that you do as a hillbilly. I guess rednecks pick ticks too, for sure. Some people, it's fun to check ticks for anyways. But so here I lied, and I just I dozed off a little nap in the afternoon, like I like to do. And I recognize his voice. I've talked to Scott dozens of times. He's his local. Matter of fact, I'm pretty certain it's his ancestor. I've meant to find out for sure about that. But whatever it'd been, great great grandpappy was the first sheriff of Van Buren County. We'll sit down. Pretty good guy. Most of the deputies here are local and pretty good folks. There's I've seen one or two try to put on that old mean face, you know. But the problem is, that's a good thing, right? I'll go the problem later. So as we're talking about this truth and tyranny on trial. Right. So they're good folks, right? Down home. Scott deals with folks on he still has that personal level and connection with people. So he's not many of the listeners that would know about the bad cop stories we're always hearing. They really don't happen much like that. So anyway, Scott, why he showed up here is the night before deputy sheriff showed up, and he was looking for somebody. I'm not sure I want to tell the whole story on exactly all the happenings on that, but anyways, it's goes back to what I was talking about last week. I have flipped my pages back and come back to that a little bit, but it has to do with encroachment and owning the space that you occupy. I don't care where you are or what. But that you know, owning that count, that's the responsibility. Doesn't mean to do as you want. You know, free will don't mean that you're free to do as you will. So realize how we interact. I think most of us listeners here, being in the word that I decided to make up, since there's such confusion on the word anarchy, I've changed the spelling to I-S-E-E. I see. Do you see why? Do you see why on TV? Yeah, great sight over there. And thanks to Jules for all that work she does. She's compiled quite an array of voices. I've got notes for her I can cover. I'll come back later to that. But I'm going to go back to Cop Week. So, anyways, Scott, I recognize his voice. It wakes me up out of sleep. And as his head's poking through the door, and of course the phone rings. Shall I take it on air? I guess I will. Stand by, please. Hello. No, this is Vincent. Yes. Yeah, Vincent Easley. Nope, that's my brother. Yep. Really? Oh wow. I went up there to Lake St. Louis and spent a little time up there when he was changing assignments. Emily, well, I'm Vince. I would think if you did, you'd remember. I don't remember how long I was up there. That's been some time back. It was, well, I believe it was right after 9/11 or right before, right after. Because I don't remember when, but they'd gone out to Maine and drove out there and drove across the Walt Whitman Bridge and before the towers got imploded. And then on coming back out, well, I flew back to Vegas and I'm sorry, getting it in, coming over there. Yeah, and then we drove back through New York after that. But so that was after 2001. And, so it must have been sometime right before or after. Oh, yeah. Right on. Caleb had I forgot what type of cancer that is. Sarcoma. Still sarcoma, yeah. And so he lived to be over 12 years old. By the way, nobody can hear you, but I'm talking live on the radio right now. I do a radio show on Fridays. But so my voice is going out, but yours is not. So, but this is good to... It's really nice to talk to you. I know Victor will love to talk to you. Probably a lot of catching up to do. Give me your name and number again, and I'll write it down. And I'll go ahead of it. He did, yeah. And she last year was in an accident, was in a coma for several days, and it didn't look good. And she came back out of it, which incredible, yeah. Just. Victor lives in Vegas, and I'm in Arkansas. Yep. She's doing amazing. She's getting married in Hawaii coming up here real soon. Yep. She's marrying a great guy, Mike. I love that guy. He's awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sorry, tell me your name again. Emily, of course. Let me write your phone number down. Uh-huh. Okay. Give me the last four again. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I'm broadcasting right now on reallibertymedia.com. Well, it's a discussion of basically what is in the world, and where it come from, and how we got here, and what makes it work, and where we're basically what type of future are we looking at, and what can we do personally to affect change to make the world a better place. What matters worldwide is the theme. Well, you know, everybody has a part to play, and a person doesn't have to do everything. I mean, as little as a smile to a passing stranger, and people that care for animals have a great, big, wonderful heart. And you know, dogs especially, they know people. Yeah. I know a lot of people that love animals, and you know, they Well, the network owner's asking what your name was, and I said, I'm going to tell him Emily, and want to know why we couldn't hear you. It's because you're on my telephone in my ear, and so we've been talking. Yeah, reallibertymedia.com, you can do a search there. There's a lot of great... oh, yeah. Well, good for you. That's, you know, that's something that you can do great for yourself, and that's what's one of the most important things, of course, is being to have an effect on ourselves. Yeah, that's where any change starts. Mm-hmm. One of my many names is Smiley by some folks. I'm known by different names from different people. Let me ask you something, and I'm going to repeat it so people can hear it. I'm also at-large host and producer at UCY.TV. You can find that with a /news and find a great feed over there. One of the programs plays over there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is called Age of Fission. And I want to ask you for Lonnie. Lonnie Clark's the host, and she talks to people in the St. Louis area, Lake St. Louis up in there. And do you know about the nuclear waste up there and the underground fire that's quickly, pardon? North County. So you are aware of it. Is it public knowledge, at least as far as for you, the extreme dangers, and do you see them, you know, as minute, and perhaps maybe that they'd even be being downplayed or underplayed? Extremely dangerous, yes. Right. Pardon me. What you hear, that's, I've got to repeat this. Her name is Emily, and she just said that everything she knows she gets from the evening news. No computer, retired. And you know, sometimes there comes a time in life when it's okay to say, you know what, I'm gonna sit down and relax, rest, and enjoy. So, but you are still doing things that do matter. So. Engaged, taking care of animals, and you know, a lot of people are irresponsible. I can tell you about folks out here where I live that won't even, keep ticks off their dog. Yeah, anytime you have an ownership of anything, you it's not, and I was talking about this a while ago, it's not about free will to do as you will. It's, there's an obligation and a duty that we have. And when we interact with one another and other living creatures or you know even to the earth itself, the soil, we do have a personal responsibility to make sure we're doing what's right. Kia, that's her name, your little dog. Hey, Emily, let me get off here, and I got about half an hour to go, and I'll get a hold of Victor. I'd have to look his number up, or I'd give it to you right now. No, I'm not. I'm not. I've not said nothing. Or, yeah. So nobody's heard anything you said or your voice or other than your first name. And that you live in the St. Louis area, so yeah. Emily, very nice to talk to you. I'm pretty sure that with some recollection, I'm pretty certain I recall, because it's obviously what I had to met. I was up there for a little while. I can't remember. Yeah, okay. So it was a lot later on. Well, yeah, no. It would have been before 2006. It would have been between 2001 and 2 or 3, I think, yeah, when it was in St. Louis. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, I gotta get, girl. I enjoyed talking to you, and I'll get a hold of Victor. I sure will. Yes. All righty. You bet. Talk to you later, Emily. Bye bye. Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of interesting. I think it's a little to life. Y'all couldn't hear, but you know. Hello. Let me get back on track. And I don't know where that would be. Okay, we played that, and I was at Copley. Hey, Flash. Did you see that?
I saw it. I still don't believe I saw it.
Did you see the size of that chicken? Well, did you or didn't you? You're sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Well, you know, like Carlin said, okay, sure, I'll swear on the Bible. Why not?
And that.
What do you want to know?
Segway Associate. Presentation.
But seriously, what difference does it make if you promise because you put your hand on a book that you're not going to lie? And
you
want to
burn in hell, mister? Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes?
Comes where?
Well, if you weren't such a damn hippie, you'd have read the Bible. Everybody knows hippies don't smoke and can't read. Long hair getting in your eyes and everything. Are you a dope smoker, boy? Have you found Jesus?
Yeah, but he made me give him this pipe back.
Going, going, going. Hey, I'll guarantee you, Jesus used canvas. Yeah. I think it's a tree of life. Talked about.
I believe.
Yeah. Wow. At least a genetic variation of it, most certainly.
Genetic variation.
Certainly. You know, like dogs, like a Chihuahua and a Great Dane?
Yeah.
You know, I saw a Chihuahua kill a Great Dane one time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Stuck in his throat, choking to death. Now that, what kind of dog lover story is that, mister? Y'all be shaming yourself telling such tales as that. Hey, how you like my haircut?
Which one?
I cut them all, huh? Oh, I like it. This is summer. Makes me want to break out in some Beach Boys song or something.
Personally, I don't believe in cutting hair. I think it's wrong. I think there should be a law against cutting your hair. I've just become a socialist. And I think that there should be a law you can't cut your hair.
You know,
that's that.
Whoops. I dropped it. Wait, come back. Well, law. What is law? Anyways, legal ceases to be relevant when we all interact lawfully, or in a right way or a civil way. We got all these words. All these times, I'm going to go ahead and just, which it probably ain't going to mean a whole lot, look up the definitions, but we might check and see where they are actually opposed to what they're supposed to stand for. And by acceptance, you do understand or stand under. So, that was supposed to be somewhere else. I had to hear, because my notes are out of order. No, sir, you're out of order. I've got to say that. Is that like
your notes are always out of order.
I know.
Even when they're not out of order, they're still, believe me, they're still out of order.
Well, you ought to see what I do in my head. You know what I was dreaming last night? I got up early, too.
You were dreaming you were an artichoke?
Yeah, at three for a dollar at Safeway. No, but I was dreaming that we was doing a show in a... man, I was funny. I was laughing at myself, and I woke up. And turns out I'd pissed the bed. I'd laughed so hard. I said, Lord of more. Martha, I need a new Depends.
So you know what? You're bailing out of bed, right?
Yeah. You know what freedom is?
Yeah, the confines of your closed-ass mind.
It's the ability to lay in bed butt naked and piss all over yourself, and it ain't nobody's business.
Thanks for telling me about that one, Redneck. What is this, the Redneck Report with Benny?
Yes. Yeah, so, no, now, a reason I say that, I really didn't pee on myself much. When the sheriff arrived on the scene, he knocked upon my door and stuck his head. He was fixing to come in, and here I've got a joint rolled up here on my table. I don't even think he'd act like he'd seen it. Maybe he'd come in. Like I said, I think he's a pretty good fella, and he was there for a certain reason, and of course, without any warrant or reason, I reckon. But that was the whole reason I bailed out, is I didn't want to have to make confrontation. Now, my buddy over here, because I've made a statement that I thought I might go down to the courthouse one day and smoke a weed plant there and challenge the authority. But anyways, so as I was saying earlier, I'd been checking for ticks, and I said, hold on, I said, I may get some breeches on, and so he waited outside. But this fella that had stole the truck, I guess, and a guy, and, you know, he's a local from around here, and everybody knows him. And so he stole the truck, and he blew past the cops. They had him they pulled off on the road and got out and held their hand up, like, stop. He blew by, which, boy, I bet you if you'd been in Albuquerque, you wouldn't have got past him without some Aletta flying. This is just an example. They're not dirty out here. They're, I really believe they're seeking to serve the best interest. Now, there, of course, comes in that confusion of legal as law, a small doses, right? That's why I wrote this. A rash response leads to harsh reprisal. Okay, that's why I wrote that right there. Now I remember, so it did go there, kind of. So in order to effectively communicate, we can't throw up any big old stoppers, right? If you tell a cop, hey man, you're working for a corrupt system, well, it won't make any sense to most people, right? But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of cops I've been had to talk to. Then when Scott was leaving, long story short, he was looking for the old boy. They're down there dragging the river looking for him, expecting he'd drown. And then there'd been word that he was up here on the mountain. And so he'd come to ask me if, because I told that cop before, I said, what's up with Dustin? And
He said, they was looking for down the river. And I said, well, I said, no, he can't swim, is what I've always heard. And it would make no sense for me to him, for him trying to go in the river, knowing he can't swim. And it was up and flowing hard. Me, I swim like a rock. So if ever there was any report that I drowned, believe me, I didn't go out in no water to drown myself. I get up over my head unless I got a life vest on. I ain't kidding. When I quit kicking, I go down to the bottom. Kind of like that old duck. Swim to the bottom, never turn up. But anyway, so Scott was leaving. I say, you need to find jobs, God. I said, I appreciate and hope you win re-election. And I said, just so long as you stay out of my weed patch, we won't have no problem. And he laughed. Got a big smile on his face, chuckled. And old deputy, he looked and he kind of that little nervous laugh, you know, and looks over to Scott and is like, he's kidding now. Is he kidding? So, yeah, hilarious. But, you know, on the issue of legal, lawful, all that, you know, especially when it comes to the plant, you gotta pick your fronts that you're gonna fight on and win anywhere. So, yeah, you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage if you intend upon engaging. A more better way, I find myself trying to speak the words like Hal does, and I tried to take notes. He has such a vast amount of information and is able to relate it and expose that which is by the very notification, or whether it be news or other such publications, that it's all in front of us and deciphering, right? He talks about having those glasses slapped off and the having a new perspective, a new view, a new way to look. And so slowly, you know, okay, I've heard this said, and I tried to remember last time, he said, if somebody has a splinter, you can't go out and pull that splinter out, right? You don't have that right. So if you intend upon conveying an idea or offer to give that person some consideration or information for consideration, but see, it's important that to do so effectively. And so in part of, you know, what I do is studying. Yeah, I say study, whatever. I look at stuff. Thank God for YouTube. There's a lot of good information there. Certainly got to be able to cipher, right? There's a lot of boo hockey, right? And how do you line all that up? Because most of us are segmented, right? Compartmentalized in our pods. Speaking a lot of words from Hal, but, great teacher. You know, I got a lot of influence from folks. My way of thinking these last few years, I've got to say that I've had to call BS on myself.
You have all the good words.
I try to. The gooder words, the gooder the better. I always say, right. Wouldn't you agree, man?
Oh, I'd agree.
Did you hear about the rat that rode on the ox? I meant to look that up, that story. That was from Hal the other day. Let's see. We're coming up here at 1:44. I'm going to put a mark here so my ask Hal to come back and listen to this point right here. Hal. Jules, Walter, a great influence, Grimner and Moose Girl, the energy that they bring in, Grammy, the lightheartedness, the laughter that you bring, just a very quick short list of some people that I'm very proud to have as influences in my
and
life.
And then there's us.
Yeah, but you don't count.
Oh, thank you.
No. Now I'm talking in broadcast, and I come around to you guys because, golly, don't you know I love you, man? How come you didn't answer the phone for me when I called you at 3 a.m.? Huh?
Huh?
Yeah,
hey. You talk to me.
You hear me?
No.
Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Well, did you make
how
an appointment?
You treat me like I want to. Oh, man, if this is ringing over, I'm going to be old. Stupid video message. I bet that was ringing over there, and of course, I can't hear it. See, that is an intrusion right there. That is a obfuscation of. Yeah. Kind of makes me mad sometimes. All right, 145. Let me have this message to Hal. Now, as I was listening to you this morning, as I do in the mornings, part of my wake-up routine, wake and bake, and get some lessons from behind the woodshed. Now, as I listen, I like to take notes in, like I was saying a while ago, the information. I mean, it is, it's just packed. It is. It's you, example after example. I call you a professor. I do. I call Jules a teacher. I don't know. We had this conversation a long time ago. It's not a bad thing to say what I say it that way. It's just my jumbling around words in my mind, I guess. But anyways, now I talked to you about doing a ping or a mark at the end, but I like to revise that, and I'd like to say that one in the beginning, too, so it would be real easy to go to the Blogcaster page and find that and follow along and be able to back up and listen to what you said again, because I find in my translation from ear to fingertip, it sometimes falls short of the message that you had at the time. Now, last week, I spent 5 days as a test, and I did a search by content. I did it by looking at your Chitango page and on reallibertymedia.com on the search bar there and behind the woodshed. So let me see if I can recall. Monday, it took me 30 minutes to find it, and if I remember right. Wait a minute. No. Monday, it was like the broadcast from a week or two before. I recalled the content perfectly and was able to, through the Chitango, find that right away and knew which one. A lot of the broadcasts I'm able to date in my mind to narrow my search on the Chitango page where you list all the hashtag so titles and so forth there with the link. So some by speaking about some events, I can incorporate in time. But once you get back past 2014, especially, that's a lot harder to find. So anyways, Mindy, I found it right away. Tuesday, it took me 20 or 30 minutes. Tuesday I couldn't find it all. Wednesday I found. Friday, I found it at the, I didn't search, I stepped out for the first hour, and then I came back, and at the very end of the broadcast, I was able to find it with a search from some of the content you spoke on. But what I'm saying is, it occupied a great deal of my time and distracted trying to find that broadcaster page. I lost a lot of value by being distracted and myself looking. So I realize that because the information you have is timeless, I think that's probably why you normally do not like to date stamp. But there would be any numbers. Like how, what I do, I got the volume and so forth in the episode, but it could be anything to a mark, a ping, like, you know, in a submarine, for a location, right? And just, it wouldn't have to take nothing except for you could say some word pick a word. You have a, maybe an idea of some relevance in the subject matter, and just anything, or even a number. Even perhaps start. I don't think you want to do this, but add a number or a letter or something to. I think it would be very valuable. That's why I said. All right, 5 minutes rambling on that. Thanks, Hal. I do find great, great value. I think you've done a lot for ironing out a few of the wrinkles, in your, or actually maybe putting some wrinkles in the brain. Don't you? The more you think, the more furrowed your brow gets. And by the way, can you imagine having a southern accent up in the great Northwest up there? But I'll tell you a story. First time I went up Northern California back about, I think about 1987. And I was up there and I said, well, I didn't say it like this. Pretty good drink of water, if you say it. Excuse me, thank you. So that was back my wandering years. I didn't intend on talking some about this. But anyways, back the second half of the 80s, I did a little fugitive time, about four-something years. Anyway, so I was up yonder there, and I says, I said, if I'd been kidnapped and blindfolded and dropped off here, I said, I wouldn't know I wasn't in Oklahoma for the folks, you know, other than the landscape, of course. But people are people. We, not only between Arkansas and Oregon, or Oregon, Illinois. People are people, and we have really the same wants and desires. What do you want, Flay? You're looking hungry. You're looking all hungry at me. What do you want? Tell me what you want, man. I want a cookie, Jessica. I want my cheddar, man. What's up? I see you. Yeah. So.
What?
I don't know. What? I don't know. So, it's a windy day here. How's it in the nether regions of the world in Denmark?
Well, unlike you, I broadcast from inside the house. And I have no present knowledge of the wind.
Is it cold there?
Yeah, cold as a witch's titty.
And a brass ball.
Yeah, brass balls, witch's titties.
Yeah, what about, what would a well digger?
Well digger's ass? I would say it was probably as cold as all that. Maybe colder.
So those are some comparison points.
But it does tend to keep people away.
Which reminds me of a song, Away Down South in Dixie. You know the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee?
22 cents.
That's a good guess. No, that's how you fix a damn Yankee, is a 22 cent dose of lead. But no, a damn Yankee won't go home. I ain't got nothing again, no Yankees, as long as I stay up north where they belong.
That's what I'm doing. I'm way up north.
Way up north.
Yeah, you know, you just go to the end of the world and then take the train to the last stop and then walk a mile, and that's where I live.
Well, depends like on you. If you've got wings as a crow does to determine how far I am from anything. Because it's a whole lot further in the country, ain't it? Hannibal.
What do you mean, hold on?
Get him, Hannibal. Hold on. Get him. I can see me on the other computer. I see me. Well, is what you get from a strap. Nicolas Cage gets in a physical fight with Motley Crue. Vet Vince Neil. What? Man.
So we come to the end. And I don't think I found it, did I? I started out to do something. We might end up doing it. That happens sometimes. Shit, I think I closed it. I made a mistake trying to open it. I sure did. I'm not going to bother because I'm not going to fiddle with this daggum thing all that time.
Hannibal didn't approve of our conversation.
Yeah, I know. And, but I don't believe in dogs. Oop, there goes a sheriff truck right there down the road at a high rate of speed. Huh. Yeah. Maybe they got sighting of old Dustin coming up out of the river bottom down there. Huh. Or maybe he's just driving back to look. I don't know. But this has been Cop Week. I guess I got to tell y'all part of it. I know that there was a couple of people that thought the whole thing was a farce. And you know what? I nearly, see, when Grimner said call in, I was like, now, it's April Fool's, and I ain't pulled no April Fool's joke. And I wanted to see if I could tell a story or not. I drew on a few experiences. I have been shot by cops in Sacramento. They hit me twice, once in the elbow, grazed me in the back, and third one they missed. Tried to mace me. That was back in my later 20s, back in the 80s. And the police showed up and wanted me to come outside and talk to them. And I didn't figure I wanted to. I kept trying to tell them to go away, and they wouldn't. So I went outside a few times in between them showing up and me finishing off my whiskey. Jack Daniels, we're good friends, and you should be in anyways, but not on what? They ate me on too, so I tipped that bottle good for him. Put on some Hank Williams, went in and out, and I went out in the middle of the yard a few times and invited them on up to come get me, and well, they thought they'd hold back, and they missed me with the pepper spray. I ducked it, but got on my body, which finally, about a few hours later, when I gave up, I was out of whiskey and cigarettes, so I said, okay, you know what, they didn't charge me for nothing. Nothing. I ain't done nothing wrong. That's what I said, just because you tell me I got to, I don't mean I do. Go away and leave me alone. Don't encroach upon my space. All right? That's the way we ought to live, I think. Don't be doing wrong things. All right? Would you say so?
Sounds good to me, but...
Okay. Well, I can't think of a better way to end a broadcast. Unless you want me to sing to you. Would you like me to sing you songs, huh?
No.
Here's a song I wrote. If I were a dog and you were a flea, I wouldn't scratch not even my knee. Such a sweet cookie crawling all over me. You excite my senses in sweet ecstasy.
Oh, no.
Well, Merle Haggard died today. If you like country music, you'll realize that they smoked bushel baskets of that, or what they call marijuana, down in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA. Well, we smoke a lot of marijuana in Muskogee. We let our hair grow long and shaggy like Flash does. Roof. Get Hannibal. Bring her in. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. I love peace. Thanks, everybody, for all that you do. Thanks to Flash for sitting there patiently sometimes. Thanks for Circle for all the great work behind the scenes. Y'all, you rock it. And so I say, peace, baby. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Spacey.
Goodnight, Spacey.
I don't want to go to bed, Mom.
Oh, I'm still recording.